Welcome to the Highland Formation Podcast. I'm Suzette Annette, and I'll be guiding us through today's prayer and reading. We all know a deep breath is a gift from God. So as we begin, I invite you to notice your breath. Let's pause and take a few deep breaths together. Join me in praying the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. This summer, we're working to memorize God's words from Isaiah 55. Say these words with me. This is the word of the Lord from Isaiah 55, 6 through 12. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake their ways and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them turn to the Lord, and he will have mercy on them and to our God, for he will freely pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth, making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. You will go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and hills will burst into song before you, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands. The word of the Lord. Today, I'll be reading from Genesis 28, 10 through 20. And the version is the New International Reader's Version. Let's hear the word of the Lord. Jacob left Beersheba and started out for Haran. He reached a certain place and stopped for the night. The sun had already set. He took one of the stones there and placed it under his head. Then he lay down to sleep. In a dream, he saw a stairway standing on the earth. Its top reached to heaven. The angels of God were going up and coming down on it. The Lord stood beside the stairway. He said, I am the Lord. I am the God of your grandfather Abraham and the God of Isaac. I will give you and your children after you the land you are lying on. They will be like the dust of the earth that can't be counted. They will spread out to the west and to the east. They will spread out to the north and to the south. All nations on earth will be blessed because of you and your children after you. I am with you. I will watch over you everywhere you go, and I will bring you back to this land. I will not leave you until I have done what I promised you. Jacob woke up from his sleep. Then he thought, "The Lord is surely in this place, and I didn't even know it." Jacob was afraid. He said, "How holy this place is. This must be the house of God. This is the gate of heaven." Early the next morning, Jacob took the stone he had placed under his head. He set it up as a sacred stone, and he poured olive oil on top of it. He named that place Bethel, but the city used to be called Luz. Then Jacob made a promise. He said, "May God be with me. May he watch over me on this journey I'm taking. May he give me food to eat and clothes to wear. May he do as he has promised so that I can return safely to my father's home. Then you, Lord, will be my God. This stone I've set up as a sacred stone will be God's house. And I'll give you a tenth of everything you give me." The word of the Lord. Let's wonder together. I wonder if you've ever made a promise to God. I also wonder what promises God has made to you. What are you wondering about this story? As we finish our time together, say these words of blessing with me. May my eyes see people as God does. May my ears hear God's voice. May my mouth speak God's truth. May my heart know God's love. May my hands serve others, and may my feet follow in the footsteps of Jesus. Brothers and sisters in Christ, as your attention returns to what has happened or what will happen in your day, remember that life is short and we have so little time to gladden the hearts of those who travel with us. So be quick to love, make haste to be kind, and may the peace of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, abide with you now and remain with you always. Amen.